Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about a small country called Comoros. And I've been going through small countries. As you go through the COVID list, you tend to pick up these countries. They're mostly departments of France. These small sort of micro countries which sort of don't get on the map because they're absorbed into France. And Comoros is rather interesting because it's in between Madagascar and Africa in the Indian Ocean. It's one of these I haven't seen that one before. So it's basically a journey into my own ignorance. I really didn't have a difference in my mind between Paraguay and Uruguay. And trying to understand the difference between the two and being blown away by the sheer misfortune of Paraguay and the sheer amount of coups and dictatorships which happened in Uruguay. Now Uruguay is sort of back on the front foot again, and it's sort of a nice place again, but still, obviously, as you read bits and pieces, there's bits of rural life that's still yet to be developed. South America is sort of an interesting place overall to look at, and the really fantastic religion is Umbanda, and it's a sort of it's a white magic fusion of Christianity and African religion and the Native American beliefs. And it does things in such a way. It's this chopping up of these different things and adding it together and coming out with some sort of Frankenstein permutation of what's going on. And people's shock and horror when it does come along, because it does point out inconsistency. So the Umbanda religion, besides having spirits and reincarnations and all these types of things, all these contradictory stuff, and this sort of real earthy feel, it's got three or four Virgin Marys. So it's not uncommon to see a little altar with one Christ and three or four Virgin Marys all stuck in there. So it sort of gets it. It's also very interesting that politicians have identified this as a power source to go to. So it sort of makes sense that there's sort of two sort of legitimacies, or probably three: religious legitimacy, logical legitimacy, and political legitimacy. Political is the least picky of them all. Now we're up to Comoros. Now it's sort of really into flags and stuff like this, and this, I missed it. And so it's got a Russian flag with a yellow band on top of the Russian flag. Then it's got a green insect, which means green hoist-side banner pendant inside. And it's got a moon with four stars arrayed inside. Now, what's really sort of cool about this is that the four stars in a line, so there's a sort of a natural line between the top and bottom apexes of the crescent, but they're in front of the moon, and it's sort of like, yeah, that's great. Normally people, if they have a crescent, they tend to sort of keep that space, that area implied by the crescent, empty, but they haven't done this. So let's read about this. The it's a Wikipedia article. What really got me is that this little country, which became independent from France in 75, has had over 20 military coups. So is that 50? It's less than 50 years. It's a coup every 2 years, something like that. So Comoros, C-O-M-O-R-O-S, Comoros. It's an Arabic word. Officially, the Union of Comoros. It's an island country in the Indian Ocean, located at the north end of the Mozambique Channel off the eastern coast of Africa, between northeastern Mozambique and the French region of Mayotte and northwestern Madagascar. So Mayotte is an island which decided that it was going with France and the European Union. So it's a spot of Europe. I don't know whether New Caledonia or Tahiti consider itself parts of France. I don't understand. The capital and the largest city of Comoros, Moroni, Morni. The religion is a majority population is Sunni Muslim. Now there's Sunni and Shia Muslims. They both have five prayer times a day, but one fuses two together to get four times, and one fuses two together to get three prayer religions. So I'll have to go into that religious stuff, get into my head. A member of the Arab League, Comoros is the only country in the Arab world which is entirely in the southern hemisphere. Well, there you go. All right, well, you've got Indonesia, which straddles the equator at 1,660 square kilometres, excluding the contested island of Vanuatu. Comoros is the fourth smallest African nation by area. Excluding Mayonnaise. The population, excluding Mayonnaise, so they're contesting Mayonnaise, is estimated at 832,000. The nation formed at the crossroad of different civilizations. The archipelago is noted for its diverse culture and history. The archipelago was first inhabited by the Bantu speakers, which came from Eastern Africa, supplemented by Arab and Austronesian immigration. Austronesian means Java. The sovereign state is an archipelago consisting of three major islands and numerous smaller islands, all in a volcanic, like Comoro Island. So that's similar to our Guadeloupe, is volcanic islands. Isn't it beautiful? The major islands are commonly known by their French names. Northwestern is the Grand Comore, Mole, and Anjouan. In addition, the country has claim to a fourth major island, southernmost Mayonnaise. The Mayonnaise voted against independence from France in 1974, has never been administered by the independent Comoros government, and continues to be administered by France, currently as an overseas department. France has vetoed the United Nations Security Resolution that would affirm Comoros sovereign over Islandy. In addition, Mayonnaise became an overseas department and region of France in 2011, following a referendum passed overwhelmingly. So they don't want to be separate from France, and they've become part of France. It became part of the French colonial empire at the end of the 19th century, before becoming independent in 1975. Since declaring independence, the country has experienced more than 20 coups d'etat, or attempted coups, with various heads of states assassinated. Along the constant with this constant political instability, the population of Comoros lives in the worst inequality of any nation. Well, there you go. That's between rich and poor. With a Gini coefficient of over 60%, and ranking the worst quartile of Human Development Index. As of 2008, half the population lived below the international poverty line of $1.25 a day. So this country is a country to watch with COVID-19. Sort of like, God. The French insular region of Mayonnaise, which is the most prosperous territory in the Mozambique Channel, is the major destination of Comoronian illegal immigrants who flee their countries. The Comoros is a member state of the Arab League, the African Union, Francophone, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the Indian Ocean Commission. Other countries near Comoros are Tanzania, to the northwest, Chile's to the northeast, at the Seychelles, I suppose it is. The capital of Moroni is on Grand Comore. The Union of Comoros has three official languages: Comorian, French, and Arabic. So I wonder what Comorian is like. History. The population density is quite high, I think. Look at it. GDP, wow. It's per capita is $2,700 per person. The first human inhabitants of the Comoran Islands are thought to have been Austronesian settlers travelling by boat from the islands of Southeast Asia. These people arrived no later in the 6th century AD, the date of the earliest known archaeological site found on Nwanze, although settlement beginning as early as the 1st century has been postulated. The islands of Comoros were populated by a succession of peoples from the coast of Africa, the Arabian Peninsula, the Persian Gulf, the Malay Archipelago, and Madagascar. Bantu-speaking settlers reached the island as part of the greater Bantu expansion that took place in Africa throughout the first millennium. According to pre-Islamic mythology, a genie spirit dropped a jewel which formed a great circular inferno and became the Katha volcano and created the islands of Grand Comore. Development of Comoros is divided into phases. The earliest reliably recorded phase is the Dembini phase in the 9th and 10th century, during which each island maintained a single central village. From the 11th to the 15th century, trade with the island of Madagascar and merchants from the Middle East flourished. Smaller villages emerged, existing towns expanded. Many Comoroans can trace their genealogies to ancestors from Yemen, mainly the Hadhramaut and Oman, whatever that means. Medieval Comoros. According to legend, in 632, upon hearing of Islam, islanders are said to have dispatched an emissary to Mecca. But by the time he arrived there, the Prophet Muhammad had died. Nonetheless, after the stay at Mecca, he returned to Naxos and led a gradual conversion of the islands to Islam. Among the earliest accounts from East Africa, the works of Al-Masudi describe early Islamic trade routes and how the coast and islands were frequently visited by Muslims, including Persian and Arab merchants and sailors in search of coral, ambergris, ivory, tortoiseshells, gold, and slaves. They also brought Islam to the people of Zanjan, including the Comoros. The importance of Comoros grew along the East African coast. Both small and large mosques were constructed. Despite its distance from the coast, Comoros is situated along the Swahili coast of East Africa. It was a major hub of trade, an important location, and a network of trading towns, including Kwila, present-day Tanzania, Sofla, an outlet of the Zambezian gold in Mozambique, and Mombasa in Kenya. After the arrival of the Portuguese in the early 15th century and subsequent collapse of the East African Sultanates, the powerful Omani Sultan Saif bin Sultan began to defeat the Dutch and the Portuguese. His successor, Saad bin Sultan, increased Omani Arab influence in the region, moving his administration to nearby Zanzibar, which came under Oman rule. Nevertheless, the Comoros remained independent, and although the three small islands were usually politically unified, the largest island, Nazgazi, was divided up into a number of autonomous kingdoms. Oh my God, Father. So, I really want to know, under Zanzibar is something you hear about all the time. I might do a reading of that. European contact and French. By the time the Europeans showed interest in the Comoros, the islands were well placed to take advantage of their needs, initially supplying ships in the route to India and later slaves to the plantation islands at Mascarenes, whatever that is. Europeans contacting French colonization. Portuguese explorers first visited the archipelago in 1503. The islands provided provisions to the Portuguese fort at Mozambique throughout the 16th century. In 1793, Madagascar warriors from Madagascar first started raiding the islands for slaves. Oh my god. On the Comoros, it's estimated in 1865 that as much as 40% of the population consisted of slaves. French first established colonial rule in Comoros in 1841. The first French colonists landed at Mayotte, and Adrian Stololi, also known as Adrian Tolsulu, and Sakalava Dia Natosi, the Sakalava of Borona, the Madagascar king of Mayotte, signed a treaty in the April of 1941, which ceded the island to the French authorities. The Comoros served as a way station for merchants sailing to the Far East and India until the opening of the Suez Canal, significantly reduced traffic passing through the Mozambique Channel. The native commodities exported by Comoros were coconuts, cattle and tortoiseshells. French settlers, French-owned companies and wealthy Arab merchants established a plantation-based economy that used about one-third of the land to export crops. After its annexation, France converted Mayotte into a sugar plantation colony. The other islands were soon transformed as well, the major crops being ylang ylang, vanilla, coffee, cocoa beans, and sauce were introduced. Good on you, France. So, I'm just trying to get this straight. Before the Suez Canal, it just got wrecked by the Suez Canal. In 1886, Mali was placed under French protection by the Sultan Marjan Abu Chek. That same year, despite having no authority to do so, Sultan Said Ali Bambo, one of the Sultanates, placed his island under French protection in exchange for French support of his claim to the entire island, which he retained until his abdication in 1910. In 1908, the islands were unified under a single administration, Colonie Mayotte et Dependencies, and placed under authority of the French colonial government until General of Madagascar. That's when the Germans got Madagascar, they thought, oh, I'll put the Jews there. In 1909, Sultan Said Ahmed and Orjan abdicated in favour of French rule. In 1912, the colony and the protectionists were abolished and the islands became a province, a colony of Madagascar. Agreement was reached by France in 1973, but the Comoros still become independent by 1978. Deputies of Mayotte abstained. Referendums were held on all four islands. Three voted for independence by large margins, while Mayotte voted against and remains under French administration. On the 6th of July, 1975, however, the Comoran Parliament passed a unilateral resolution declaring independence. Ahmad Al-Dalha proclaimed independence of the Comoran state and became its first president. Independence. For the next 30 years, there was a period of political turmoil. On the 3rd of August 1975, less than 1 month after independence, President Ahmad Allah was removed from office by an armed coup and replaced by a United National Front of Comoros, FNUK Funk. Member Prince Said Muhammad Jaffa. Months later, on January 76, Jaffa was ousted in favour of the Minister of Defence, Ali Soho. At this time, the population of Mayotte voted against independence from France in two referenda, first held on voted against the 22nd of December 1974, and won 63.8% support for maintaining ties with France, while the second, in 76, confirmed the vote with an 99.4%, so they were just really pissed off with them. Three main islands ruled by presidents constituted a number of socialist, isolationist policies and soon strained relations with France. On the 13th of May 1978, Bob Denard returned to overthrow President Soho and reinstate Abdallah, with the support of the French, Rhodesia, and South African governments. During Soholi's brief rule, he faced 7 additional coup attempts until he was finally forced from office and killed. Whoa. So, Rhodesia. What a fantastic place. There was a little Rhodesian tourist in this, thing in around 75, I think it was. Yeah, around 75 in Melbourne. I didn't go into it, but my friends said, you know, it had a huge sign at the back saying Rhodesia, and people went, oh, to have that sign. In contrast with Sol, Abdul President, this was marked by authoritarian rule and increased adherence to traditional Islam. The country was renamed the Federal Islamic Republic of Comoros. Allah continued as president until 89, when, fearing a probable coup, he signed a decree ordering the president Guard, led by Bob Denard, to disarm the armed forces. Shortly after signing the decree, Abdul was allegedly shot dead in his office by a disgruntled military officer. Though later sources claim an anti-tank missile was launched into his bedroom and killed him. Although Denard was also injured, it is suspected that Abdul's killer was a soldier under his command. Why would you have an anti-tank missile in an island? You know, firstly, how are you going to get, you know, what is the likelihood that a tank would appear in an island? Except you could only fire it into a bedroom. The islands of Arjun and Mohali declared their independence from Comoros in 1997 in an attempt to restore French rule, but France rejected their request, leading to a bloody confrontation between federal troops and the rebels. In April 1999, Colonel Assi Azoumani, chief of staff, seized power in a bloodless coup, overthrowing the interim president, mostly citing weak leadership in the face of crisis. This was Comoros' 18th coup and attempted coup d'etat since independence in 1975. So the islands are going, bloody hell, we don't want to be independents, please, can we be part of France? As they failed to consolidate power and re-establish control of the islands, which was subject to international criticism, the African Union, under the auspices of President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa, imposed sanctions on the Azuan to help broker negotiations and effect reconciliation. The official name of the country was changed to the Union of Comoros, and a new system of political autonomy was instituted for each island, plus union government for the three islands was added. So it's states. So, my God. Azu stepped down in 2002 to run for the democratic elections to the presidents of Comoros, which he won, undergoing international pressure. Under ongoing international pressure, as a military ruler who had originally come to power by force and was not always democratic while in office, Assi led the Comoros through constitutional changes that enabled new elections. A Louis de Competencies law was passed in 2005 that defines the responsibility of each government body and is in the process of implementation. The elections in 2006 were won by Ahmed Abdallah Mohamed Sambi, a Sunni Muslim cleric nicknamed Ayatollah for his time spent studying Islam in Iran. Azari honoured the election results, thus allowing the first peaceful democratic exchange of power in the archipelago. Well, it's taken a while. Took a while to get there. Colonel Mohamed Bakar, a French-trained former gendarme, seized power as a... What? In 2001, he staged a vote in 2007 to confirm his leadership that was rejected as illegal by the Comoros federal government and the African Union. On March 2008, hundreds of soldiers from the African Union and Comoros seized rebel-held Azuan, generally welcomed by the population. There have been reports of hundreds, if not thousands, of people tortured during the Bakar's tenure. Some rebels were killed and injured, but there's no official figures. At least 11 civilians were wounded. Some officials were imprisoned. Bakar fled in a speedboat to French Indian Ocean territory of Banyat to seek asylum. Anti-French protests followed on Comoros and the invasion of Oshan. Oh my god. Since independence from France, Comoros experienced more than 20 coups or attempted coups. Following the election in late 2010, former Vice President Ilo Dilhodin was inaugurated as President in May 2011. A member of the ruling party, Dilhodin was supported election by incumbent President Ahmed Abdullah Mohamed Sambi. Dohalin, a pharmacist by training, is the first President of Comoros from the island of Mohale following the 2016 election as a Azalmani became president for a third term. I'm getting exhausted. This is just... Yeah, I'll probably be told off for being racist, but this is just getting insane. My godfather. Okay, we're on page... We're up to page four, so... There are these four islands, I can see Marinette. Wow. These places are... What? In terms of distance across, like the maximum length you could travel in any one of these islands is, say... 30, 40 kilometres, and their white width is about 5 to 10 kilometres across, so they're just specks. Comoros is formed, geography. Comoros is formed by Grand Comore, Mawali, and Ashuan, three major islands of Comoros archipelago, as well as many minor inlet islets. The islands are officially known for their Comoran language names. The international sources still use their French names, given in parentheses. Unfortunately, I can't pronounce the... I can only give you the French ones. The capital, the largest city, Moroni, is located on the northernmost island, which is Grand Comore. The archipelago is situated in the Indian Ocean, near Mozambique Channel, between African coast, near Mozambique, Tanzania, and Madagascar, with no land borders. At 2,034 square kilometres, it is one of the smallest countries in the world. Comoros also has claim to 320 kilometres of territorial seas. The interiors of the islands vary from steep mountains to low hills. So it's like that's all habitable as well. Nagazar, or Grand Comore, the largest island of Comoros archipelago, approximately equal in area to the other islands combined. It also has the most, it's also the most recent island, and therefore has rocky soil. The island's two volcanoes, Kalatha active and La Grille dormant, and lack good harbours, and the lack of good harbours are distinctive characteristics of the terrain. Mali, which is Mohali, with its capital of Framboni, is the smallest of the four main islands. Nazili, whose capital is Monsundu, has a distinctive triangular shape, and it does have a distinctive triangular shape, caused by three mountain chains, the Sima, Nubik, and Jilimi. So there's three chains going along here, emanating from a central peak. The islands of Comoros archipelagos were formed by volcanic activity. Mount Katha is an active shield volcano located in Ngezi, is the country's highest point of 2,361 metres. Now that's higher than Australia's highest point. I think our highest point is Kosciuszko's 2,600 metres. So this is just achingly big. It contains Comoros' largest patch of disappearing rainforest. Oh, well, there you go. Kathatha is currently one of the most active volcanoes in the world, with a minor eruption in 2006. Prior eruptions was recently 2005 and 1991. In 2005 eruption, which lasted 17 to the 19th of April, 40,000 citizens were evacuated the crater lake in the volcano 3 by 4 kilometres was destroyed. What? That's a huge one. Oh. Commerce also lays claim to scattered islands in the Indian Ocean. Gross Island, comprising of Grand Gross and Weak Rock, South Rock, Vet Rocks, and unnamed islets. One of France's overseas districts. The Gross Island were administrated by colonial Commerce before 1975, therefore sometimes considered part of the Commerce Archipelago. Bank de Giza, a former island of the Commerce Archipelago, now submerged, is geographically located. Well, there you go. Located at the El Espas, but annexed Madagascar in 1976 as an unclaimed territory. The Commerce and France are still view Blanc de Giza as part of Gorus Islands and thus as part of the particularly exclusive atomic economic zone, even though it has sunk beneath the waves. My God, it's scary. The climate is tropical and mild, and the two major seasons are distinguished by their raininess. So it rains more and less. Ecology and the environment. Comoros constitutes an ecoregion in its own right of the Comoros forests. December 52, a specimen of colanth fish was rediscovered off the coast of Comoros. The 66-million-year-old species was thought to have been long extinct until its first recorded appearance in 1930 off the south coast of the South African coast. Between 38 and 75, 84 specimens were caught and recorded. Government. The politics of Comoros takes place in a framework of federal presidential republic, whereby the president of Comoros is both the head of state and the head of government, and a multi-party system. The Constitution of the Union of Comoros was ratified in referendum in 2001. The island's constitutions and executives were elected the following months. It had previously considered a military dictatorship and the transfer of power from Alzini Azolmani to Ahmed Abdallah Mohamed Sambi in 2006 was a watershed moment, as it was the first peaceful transfer in Cameroon history. Executive power is exercised by government. Federal legislative power is vested in both the government and the parliament. The preamble to the constitution guarantees Islamic inspiration in governance, a commitment to the islands according to Title 3.2 of the constitution, has a great amount of autonomy in the union, including having their own constitutions, president and parliament. The president of the assembly of the union are distinct from the island's government. The president of the union rotates between the islands. Mahal holds a current presidency, and so Iluku Dom is the president of the union. Grand Comore and Ashram follows in 4 years terms. Well, my God, there's a capital. My God, for the legal system. It's amazing. The Cameroonian legal system rests on Islamic law, an inherent French Napoleonic code, legal code, and customary law. And village elders and civilian courts settle most disputes. The judiciary is independent of the legislative and executive. The Supreme Court acts as a constitutional council, resolving constitutional questions and supervising presidential elections. As High Court of Justice, the Supreme Court also arbitrates in cases where the government is accused of malpractice. The Supreme Court consists of 2 members selected by the President, 2 elected by the Federal Assembly, and 1 by the Council of each island. Well, it's like a recipe for disaster. So that's... So I'm just a bit confused here. So that's... I've got 2 3-of-10s here. I've got 4 of 10, 3 of 10. Well, let's go on 5 of 10 here. Okay, 5 of 10. So it's 10 pages. I'm going to go here. Political culture. Around 80% of the central government's annual budget is spent on the country's complex electoral system, which provides for semi-autonomous government and president for each of three islands and a rotated presidency of overreaching union government. 80% of the central government's budget is spent on actually organising it. A referendum took place on the 16th of May 2009 to decide whether to cut down the government's unwieldy political bureaucracy by 52% of those eligible voted, and 93.8% of the votes were cast in approval of the referendum. The referendum would cause each island president to become a governor and ministers to become councillors. Oh, far out. In November 1975, isn't that amazing? So this has got such a huge political thing that takes up 80% of the government cost is running it. Foreign relations. In November 75, Comoros became the 143rd member of the United Nations. The new nations are defined as comprising the entire archipelago, although the citizens of Mayotte chose to become French citizens and keep their French French territory. Comoros has repeatedly pressed claim on Mayotte before the United Nations General Assembly, which adopted a series of resolutions under the caption "Question of Comoros and Island of Mayotte." Opinion that Mayotte belongs to Comoros under the principle that the territorial integrity of colonial territories should be preserved upon independence. As a practical matter, however, resolutions have little effect, and there's no foreseeable likelihood that Mayotte will become de facto part of Comoros without the people's consent. More recently, Assembly has maintained this item on its agenda, but deferred it from year to year without taking action. Other bodies, including Organization of African Union, Movement of Non-Aligned Countries, and Organization of Islamic Cooperation, have similarly questioned French sovereignty over Mayotte. To close the debate and avoid being integrated by force into the Union of Comoros, the people of Mayotte overwhelmingly chose to become an overseas department of Region of France in the 2009 referendum. The new status was effective March 2011, and Mayotte has been recognised as the outermost region of the European Union since 2014, a decision that integrates Mayotte into the French Republic legally, one and indivisible. Comoros is a member of the African Union, an Arab League, and European Development Fund, World Bank, and International Monetary Fund, Indian Ocean Commission, African Development Bank. In 2008, Comoros became the 179th nation to accept the Kyoto Protocol in the United Nations Framework Convention of Climate Change. Comoros signed the UN Treaty for the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. In 2013, the Union of Comoros became known for filing a referral to the Office of the Prosecutor of the International Criminal Law Court regarding the events of the 31st of May 2010, Israeli aid on the human aid flotilla bound for the Gaza Strip. In November 2014, ICI prosecutor eventually decided that the events did not constitute war crime but did meet the gravity standards of bringing the case before the ICC. The immigration rates of skilled workers overseas is about 21%. In 2000, military. The military resources of Comoros consist of a small standing army of a 500-member police force, as well as a 500-member defence force. The defence treaty with France provides naval resources for protection of the territorial workers, training the Comorian military personnel, and air surveillance. The France maintains a few senior officers present in Comoros at the government request. France maintains a small maritime base and a foreign legion detachment. Once the new government was installed in 2011, an expert mission from UREC came to Comoros and produced the guidelines for elaboration of the national security policy, which were discussed by different actors, notably the national defence authorities and civil society. By the end of the programme, at the end of March 2012, a normative framework agreed upon all entities involved the SSR will be established. This will then have to be adopted by the Parliament and implemented by authorities, whatever that means. Human rights. Both male and female same-sex acts are illegal in Comoros. Such acts are punished with 5 years imprisonment. So, gay marriages are not quite on the agenda yet. Economy. The level of poverty in Comoros is high, but judging by international poverty threshold of $1.90 per person per day, only 2% of the 10 Comoranians, 2 out of 10 Comoranians could be classified as poor, a rate that places Comoros ahead of other low-income countries, and 30 percentage points ahead of other countries in sub-Saharan Africa. Poverty declined about 10% between 2014 and 2018, and living conditions generally improved. Economic inequality remains widespread, with major gaps between rural and urban areas. Remittances through a sizable Cameroon diaspora form a substantial part of the country's GDP, which has contributed to the decrease in poverty and increase in living standards, i.e. a living wage. According to IOL's iStat statistical database, between 1991 and 2019, the unemployment rate as a percent of the total labour force ranged from 14.3%, distributed very unevenly within the islands, but with marked incidence in urban areas. In 2019, more than 56% of the labour force was employed in agriculture, 29% employed in industry, 14% employed in services. The island's agriculture sector is based on the export of spices, vanilla, cinnamon, cloves, and is susceptible to price fluctuations, a volatile world commodity market for these goods. Comoros is the world's largest producer of ylang ylang, a plant whose extracted essential oil is used in the perfume industry. Some 80% of the world's supply comes from Comoros, so we've got to find out what ylang ylang is. High population densities, as much as 100,000 per square kilometre in the densest agricultural zone, or what is still mostly rural agricultural economy, may lead to environmental crisis in the near future, especially considering the high rate of population growth. My God, there's nothing else to do there. In 2004, Comoros' real GDP growth was as low as 1.9%, and the real GDP per capita continued to climb. These declines are explained by factors including declining investments, drops in consumptions, rising inflation, and increased trade imbalance due to part lower crash prices for vanilla. Not a very good outlook for a little old place. Fiscal policy is constrained by erratic fiscal revenues, a bloated civil service wage bill, and external debt that is far above the HIP threshold, membership of the franc zone, and a main anchor of stability has nevertheless helped contain the pressures on domestic prices. Comoros has an inadequate transportation system, a young and rapidly increasing population, and few natural resources. The low education level of the labour force contributes to the subsistence level of economic activity, high unemployment, and high dependence on foreign grants and technical assistance. Agriculture contributes 40% to the GDP and provides most of the exports. The government is struggling to upgrade education and technical planning, to privatise commercial and industrial enterprises, to improve health services, to diversify exports, to promote tourism, and reduce the high population growth rate. Comoros is a member of the Organisation of Harmonisation of Business Law in Africa. Demographics. Fewer than a million people in Comoros is one of the least populous countries in the world, but is also one of the most densely populated, on average 275 inhabitants per square kilometre. In 2001, 34% of the population was considered urban, but is expected to grow since the rural population growth is negative, while overall population growth is relatively high. Almost half the population of Comoros is under the age of 50. That's a bit of a hurt. Major urban centres include Maroni, Mastadu, Domi, Fobuni, Chesumbi, and between 200,000 and 350,000 Comoros in France. Oh, okay, so there's more population outside. So in 1950, there was 1.6 million, 2000 is 0.54, and 2018, 0.8. The island's economy is shared mostly ethnic groups, African Arab origins. One of the largest ethnic groups, the various islands of Comoros remains the Shirazi people. Minorities include Madagascar Christians, Indian, mostly Islami, Isbali, as well as other minorities mostly descended from the early French settlers. Chinese people are also present in parts of the Grand Comoros, especially Makoni, while small white minority of French with other European, i.e. Dutch, British and Portuguese ancestors who live in Comoros. Most left after independence in 75. The most common language is Comoros, as Comoran. Ylang, or Skirmi. It is a language related to Swahili with four different variants. My God. Being spoken in each of the four islands. Arabic, Latin scripts are both used, Arabic being more widely used. As official orthography has recently developed for Latin scripts. Arabic and French is also official languages, along with Comorian. Arabic is widely known as a second language, being the language of the Quranic teaching, French an administrative language, and languages of all non-Quranic formal education. Religion. Sunni Islam is the dominant religion, representing much as 99% of the population. A minority of the population of Comoros, mostly immigrants from metropolitan France, are Roman Catholics. Comoros is the only Muslim-majority country in southern Africa and the second southernmost Muslim-majority territory after the French territory of Mayotte. Health. There are 15 physicians per every 100,000 people. Fertility rate is 4.7% per woman. Blood frequency is 67 for females and 62 for females. For males. Education. Almost all the educated population attended the Quranic schools at some point in their lives, often after regular schooling. Here, boys and girls are taught the Quran and memorize it. Some parents specifically choose this early schooling to offset the French schools children usually attend later. Since independence and the ejection of French teachers, the education system has been plagued by poor teacher training and poor results, although recent stability may allow substantial improvement. Pre-colonization education system in Comoros focused on the necessary skills such as agriculture, caring for livestock, completing household tasks. Religious education also taught children the virtues of Islam. The education system underwent a transformation during the colonization in the 1900s, which brought secular education based on the French system. This was mainly for children of the elite. After Comoros gained independence in 75, the education system was changed again. Funding for teachers' salaries were lost, and many went on strike. Thus, the public education system was not functioning between 1997 and 2001. Since gaining independence, the education system has also undergone democratization, and options exist for those other than the elite. Enrollment has also grown. In 2000, 44.2% of children aged 4 to 14 years attended school. There is a general lack of facilities, equipment, qualified teachers, textbooks, and other resources. Salaries of teachers are often so far in arrears that many refuse to work. In 2000, students seeking a university education had to attend school outside the country. However, in early 2000s, a university was created in the country. This served to help develop help economic growth and to fight the flight of many educated people who were not returning to the islands to work. About 57% of the population is literate in Latin script, while 90% are literate in the Arabic script. Total literacy is estimated at 77.8%. Comoran has no native script, but both Arabic and Latin scripts are used. Coming to the culture here. Traditional Comoran women wear colourful sari-like dresses called shamani and apply a paste of ground sandalwood and coral called minzu to their faces. Traditional male clothing is colourful long skirt, shirt, and skirt, and long white shirt. Marriage. There are two types of marriage in Comoros, the ma daho, little marriage, and the ada. grand marriage. The little marriage is a simple legal marriage. It's small, intimate, and expensive. The bride's dowry is nominal. The little marriage, however, is just a placeholder until the couple can afford the attar, or grand marriage. The hallmarks of grand marriage is a dazzle and gold jewellery, 2 weeks of celebration, an enormous bridal dowry. The groom must pay most of the expenses for the event, and the bride's family typically pays only one third of the groom's. The grand wedding can cost up to £55,000. Men cannot afford this until the late 40s, if ever. The grand marriage is a symbol of social status in Comoros Islands. The completion of the Arab marriage is also greatly increased the man's standing in his Comorian hierarchy. A Comorian man can only wear certain elements of national dress or stand in the first line of the mosque if he has had a grand marriage. Also, one is not fully considered a man till he's had a grand marriage.
Well, this is great. I'm glad I read right through this to find out for all these coups, all this, we're leaving France, I'm not, top of stuff. And then and all this poverty and stuff, they've got the grand, they've got the thing sorted out.
Comoran society, kinship and social structure. Comoran society has a bilateral descent system, lineage memberships, inheritance of immovable goods, lands, housings is maternal, passed in the paternal line, similar to many Bantu peoples who are matrilineal, while other goods, patronymic, are passed in the male line. However, there are differences between islands. Wow, it's confused. So, the women will inherit the land, and the men will inherit the cars. Music. Zanzibar, Taarab music remains the most influential genre on the island's media. There's a government-owned newspaper. Wow. Radio Comoros is a national radio service, and Comoros National TV is a television service. Wow, that's going to be so great. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.